let me say a little bit about the procedure. There are several one substitute motion, actually three substitute motions and an amendment to the original motion that I put on the floor. It was postponed, and at the time that it was postponed, I had an amendment to my motion, which is in italics. It says, and declaration by the chair that reasonable attempts to obtain compliance have failed. It wasn't in the original motion. So when it comes back on the floor, that's where it'll be, and that amendment will be on the floor, and I'll ask you to approve that. We'll take the other motions, the substitute motion from Leslie, was made next, and we'll take it next. As a substitute motion, it allows for the original motion to be amended, as well as the substitute to be amended, and you can discuss both at the same time.
Excuse me.
There is, so Joe Wanzala's amendment then is in order to the original motion. There is a motion from Susan Young, who is no longer on the board. That's essentially moot unless someone wants to move it. So that's the procedure. What will come on the floor is the original motion, the amendment to the original motion. The next thing that we should do after dealing with that amendment is to take up Leslie's substitute motion, and after that would be Joe's amendment, unless someone wants to move Susan Young's substitute, but that would be, I'm not sure when that would be. Now, since both Joe and I are involved in this, I'm going to ask Athea if she would chair this this part of the meeting. Athea, are you willing to do that?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So, I'll turn over the chair to Athea now, and let me speak to what's on the floor. This was essentially the amendment that's on the floor was an attempt to deal with the criticisms that I think it was actually Leslie was raising, and then more extensive in her own substitute, that we need to make all possible efforts to obtain compliance before we institute these kinds of sanctions, either any of the sanctions that were being discussed, and I agree with that completely. And so I would ask that you approve this amendment, which says that I'll read it for the audience too. At the request of the chair of the PNB, and upon presentation of specific policies or directives that the chair declares an LSP is refusing to follow, and this is the part that this is the amendment, and declaration by the chair that reasonable attempts to obtain compliance have failed, the PNB, after hearing from directors of the station that is said to be refusing to implement PNB policy or directors, shall be entitled by majority vote of the remaining directors to deny voting rights to the directors from that station until such time as the policy or directives are followed. These voting rights shall be reinstated upon certification by the chair that the policies or directives are being followed, or by vote of the PNB when presented with a request from the affected LSP to do so. Stating that they are now in compliance, such a vote shall be taken as first order of business in any meeting to which the request is made. So the motion as a whole is, and this whole discussion is because we need to get the attention of the LSBs when we ask them to do something. And at this point, pretty much we don't have it. Even simple things like the statement, signing the statement that you've read and understand the ethics document, which is part of our whistleblower policy and part of our confidentiality policy. The first one we're legally we legally have to have. I have been unable to actually get that to happen after three different requests to the chairs of the LSPs. I'm not saying that we're going to implement this because of that. My guess is that if we put some of this in place, we won't have to implement them. People will understand that they are a committee of the LSP. They are a committee of the PNB, and they need to abide by what we ask them to do. So, having said all that, I'd ask for your support for the amendment, which is what that part is in italics, which seems to me to be an essential part of this, that the chair has to show that they've made some serious attempt to obtain compliance.
Okay. Any discussion?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'd like to move Joe's amendment.
Not up to that, right?
And I have a point of information.
Okay. What is your point of information?
Is the declaration by the chair in that amendment the chair of the PNB, I presume, and not the chair of the LSB?
Yes.
I have a point of information, too.
Go ahead.
Very quickly. Bill, are you saying, with your little statement that you just made, are you saying to ask Joe to tell us what his amendment is?
Well, yeah, or else I can read it. I'd rather him do it. But
thank you.
Like
thank you.
Yeah, Bill, please, Bill, if you could read it. I'm not near a computer right now.
Yeah, but point of information, are we dealing with Leslie's amendment, or are we dealing with Joe's amendment?
We're actually dealing with George's amendment.
Well, no,
correct.
No. George made the motion, and it has been amended by two people.
No, the Governance Committee made the motion. George made an amendment to the Governance Committee's motion.
This is a mess, folks, because I have no idea what we're voting on.
That's right. I have to agree.
Well, can I clarify then, please?
Please.
What is in front of us is the Governance Committee motion to begin with. My amendment to it. So there's been one amendment made to that motion, which is to add the sentence in italics. Bill is suggesting a second amendment to that motion, which is actually Joe's amendment. Now, that can be made now, or it can be made after Leslie's substitute motion. It doesn't really make any difference.
Well, I would think if we're dealing with amendments to this motion, this would be the time to do it.
Well, wait a minute. You just said there's a what's on the floor?
Just a moment. My understanding is that George is answering a point of information.
Yes.
And I can take a stack at this point.
What point of information, Madam Chair? What motion specifically is on the floor? Is it the motion from governance with George's
amendment? Yes, that's the main motion. That's the main motion. That's exactly right.
Bill and Joe's amendment, we're not even dealing with that.
Madam Chair, I think I can shed some light on that.
Just a moment. Sean, please go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's just my question. We're just dealing at this point with George, with the governance motion that George amended, and or are we dealing with Joe/Bill's amendment before we deal with the governance motion amended by George?
This points to the confusion of it all. Would you restate your analysis, George?
Yeah, there are two amendments allowed. I don't know that Bill's motion to provide a second amendment, which is actually Joe's amendment, was seconded. But if it was, then what's on the floor is the second of those two amendments, which is Bill's, which is the Bill Joe amendment. If it was seconded, I don't think it was, but
it was not seconded.
Well, I haven't read it yet either.
Point of information.
Madam Chair, this is a recording secretary, and I'm looking at it, and I can give you some information about it.
Madam Chair, I have a point of information.
If you have a comment, well, go ahead. Alberto has a
quickly,
point of information.
George.
Go ahead.
Yes. George, has your amendment been adopted to the Governance Committee motion, first and foremost?
No, it has not yet.
It has not. Thank you. That is my point of information. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Russell's on, not Richard's on the stack.
Sean on the stack.
Sean. Go ahead, Richard, Sean. Who's the third person I'm hearing?
Rico.
Rico, okay. Go ahead, Richard.
To explain that a little better, if y'all will look at the agenda, it has all this stuff listed on the agenda. And the amendment that George presented is about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 words that he is proposing putting in the middle of the original motion. Is that not correct, George?
That's correct.
And then the one for Wanzala is a whole larger paragraph that is later. That first one is just an additional 11 words in the middle of the original motion.
Can I make a suggestion, Thea?
Go ahead.
We take a vote on my amendment, which I think is probably not objectionable to anybody, whether they like the whole thing or not, and get it out of the way, and then move on to the rest of the amendments.
Madam Chair, I want to speak to that.
Sean?
Thank you. Due to the confusion that is so apparent here, I would like to make a motion that we refer this back to governance. We get our act together. We figure out what the heck we're doing with whose amendment, and we bring it back to this body so that they can deal with it in a organized fashion, because I have to vote against it, because right now we are all over the place, folks.
Is that a motion to table?
I agree with Sean. Put that down, Richard.
Motion to refer to governance. Thank you.
And it's 9:45.
Yeah, and we're time, folks. So motion to refer back to governance.
Is there any objection to referring the motion back to governance?
I object.
Yeah.
Yes, I object also.
Okay.
There is no essential confusion here.
Time is up, Ifia, but time's up. Time's up, yeah.
Richard, would you call the roll?
Okay. Sean O'Brien,
yes.
This is a motion to refer.
Yes.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Alberto Lorero?
No.
Richard Uzel, no. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Kimberly Orndorff?
Yes.
Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
No.
You're doing the chair. Shiram Akhmir?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Andrea Turner? Andrea? Joe Wanzala?
No.
What about George?
Yeah, I get to vote. That's not necessary, but I do vote no.
Where's Andrea? What about Andrea?
I don't know where Andrea is. I called her name several times. Seven yes to refer and nine not to refer.
Okay. We're at time. It's irrelevant. We're at time.
I move that we extend for 10 minutes.
Second.
I second.
No.
Are there any okay, you object.
It's a standing rule. Guys, it's a standing rule. It's a special rule.
Tell us, John. Tell us.
If may I interject, Zia?
Please.
We're out of time for the meeting. If we extend time, we can continue discussion and.
Mr. Chair, that's not what you did in the last meeting. You said we were.
Would you please let me finish, Sean?
You didn't let me bring a motion. Now you're playing games.
Sean, would you stop it?
No, you stop it. You're playing procedural games. It's a special standing rule, sir.
Shut up.
No, you shut up.
Order.
You got to calm down.
It requires two-thirds.
There we go. Procedural games.
If we require to extend time, it requires two-thirds. If we do not extend time, what's on the floor is my amendment. We have to take a vote on that amendment. The rest of all of this comes back at the next meeting. It's still unfinished business.
Yes.
So that's what's at stake when we vote to extend time. And I would suggest not extending time. We have other things to do. Let's take a vote on this simple amendment, and we'll deal with the rest of it at the next meeting.
Wait a minute. Maya, you're saying that we don't have to vote to extend time?
No, no. If you want to extend time, you have to vote for it, and it requires two-thirds.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
I don't know whether it was seconded or not.
Second? Did I get a second for my motion? If not,
it did not. So it fails for a second, and I believe the meeting is...
Your motion was to extend time for 10 minutes. I would
no, no. Then we have to go to a vote. We have to go to a vote on my amendment before we adjourn.
Uh-huh.
That's
wait
the
a minute.
Special rule that he
Richard, what's your motion? Was your motion to extend time?
It failed for lack of a second.
I seconded it when he first said it. I'm still seconding it, I think.
Good rule. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Move to adjourn. We're at time.
Madam Chair, there's a motion on the floor to extend. It has been seconded.
Yeah. So act on it.
And we have an objection. So, Richard, if you'd call the roll.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Alberto Lorero?
Sorry, I'm muted. Yes.
Richard, you said I'm going to pass. Nia Bediako?
Nope.
Kathy Davis, Jennifer Jager?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo Brown?
Oh.
Campbell Johnson, Kimmery Orndorff? Kimmery? Marcel Reed? Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
Sharon McNair.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Joe Gonzalez.
No.
Whoa.
Who's that? Who's speaking?
Joe said no.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Joe.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross.
Yes.
Back to, I missed George Ryder. George?
Yeah. No.
Okay, and I pass, so I'll vote no. Okay, this 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. 10 no. It fails.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Go ahead, George.
At this point, we take a vote on my motion. My amendment to the governance committee motion, and then we adjourn.
No, wait a minute. We just voted not to extend time, and we were at time.
It was on the table.
May I speak?
Yeah, this is so confused. This whole
May I speak?
Is
it's confused
totally
to you, Sean, because you don't want to hear what we're saying.
No, I just thought...
We have a special rule, which is what's on the table gets voted on before we adjourn. That's been always the case. It's always done. It's a very simple amendment.
I'm voting to keep it on the table because it was not clear... At this point, sir, what I was voting on, because I want to shut this meeting down, because this is a confused process that definitely needs to go back to governance and get worked out.
Not everybody is confused about it.
Afia, would you take the vote, please, on the amendment?
Say it to me, Rico.
Go ahead. Take the roll, Richard.
Okay.
Pardon me, point of information.
Excuse me, sir.
On?
Writer amendment.
Can I say what the amendment is again, please?
Please.
In response to the point of information, we're voting on the sentence in italics, which is my amendment to the original governance committee motion, which adds to it, and declaration by the chair that reasonable attempts to obtain compliance have failed.
Agreeing.
Chair, should I take the vote?
Agreeing is a
please.
Yes.
Agreeing is a yes, yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes means yes, and no means no. Okay, Nia Bediako.
No. How do you define reasonable, George?
Kathy, Kathy Davis. Excuse me. Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jager.
Hello.
Alex Steinberg.
Hello.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson, Kimberly Orendorf.
Abstain.
Marcel Reed. Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Lord Jim.
Okay, Jim doesn't get to vote. Shiram Akhmir. Not you, Jim. I'm talking about Lord Jim. Shiram Akhmir. Sharon? Sharon, I can't hear you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese, Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Albert, okay, I'm trying to take the vote, folks. Be quiet. Albert DeLorero?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel? Yes. Somebody passed. Tracy Rosenberg?
That was me. That was Tracy. I'll vote yes.
Hey, I'm voting.
Yes.
I'm in the meetings.
Okay, I can hear Alberto. Nine yeses, five noes, two abstentions.
Okay, so the amendment passes, and the rest of this motion will be back on the agenda at the next open meeting. Okay, let's adjourn the meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
George, I have a question. George, just a point of order. When is the next meeting? When is the next teleconference?
I've scheduled it
for
2 weeks.
You have to do a poll.
Okay. It's July 2nd.
Okay, but can we do a poll rather than you just arbitrarily choosing a date?
But I'm entitled to do that, and it's the only date that's open within 2 weeks.
Well, we have an
executive
session.
That's the 4th of
July
weekend. Does this meeting have any guests scheduled? There's a call-in.
Well, let me speak to this a bit. What I would like to do, actually, with this meeting...
Okay.
What I would like to do for the meeting that's coming up on July 2nd is to use it as an opportunity to put some... bylaws amendments in front of the LSBs. One of which will be to amend the process of amending the bylaws so we don't have to do everything within a single month, a single calendar month, which makes no sense whatsoever. Given that July 2nd is pretty close to the beginning of the month, it seemed to me that was a good time to do that, and that's what I would like to call that special meeting for. Any time after that, we can use for the rest of our unfinished agenda.
Can we take a vote on that? Because like Sophia said, that's a long weekend. How many people are going to be here?
Well, if we don't get a quorum, we don't get a quorum.
Yep. Are we going to executive session now?
Yes, we are.
Thank you.